All right, this is the Prophet's Corner Uncut. This is Sunday morning, 6:14:20. And this is a quick one. The Lord just spoke to me this morning about the journey down the rabbit hole. Let's title it that, the journey down the rabbit hole. And we're going to look at Ezekiel chapter 8. It blessed me this week. Our oldest daughter has several friends, and she's got one friend that she's been, since she's kind of gotten woken up, she's started sending stuff to this friend, and her friend told her, she said, "I'm woke. I'm on board." And it encouraged me because I had a part in that. You know, it's like the Lord raises you up to go down the rabbit hole. Why? Because when you know the truth will make you free. And we're seeing people being red-pilled here and there, a little bit here, a little bit there, and it's spreading all across our nation. Ezekiel chapter 8. Ezekiel, God required him to go down a rabbit hole. As a prophet, he had to know what was going on in his nation. This is, you could say, this is the journey that the Lord has taken me on. All right, verse 1, "And it came to pass in the sixth year, in the sixth month, in the fifth day of the month, as I sat in my house, and the elders of Judah sat before me, that the hand of the Lord fell there upon me. Then I beheld, and lo, a likeness as the appearance of fire, from the appearance of his loins even downward, fire, from his loins even upward, as the appearance of brightness, as the color of amber. He put forth the form of a hand and took me by a lock of mine head, and the Spirit lifted me up between the earth and the heaven and brought me in the visions of God to Jerusalem, to the door of the inner gate that looketh toward the north, where was the seat of the image of jealousy, which provoketh jealousy. Behold, the glory of the Lord of Israel was there, according to the vision that I saw in the plain. Then said he unto me, Son of man, lift up thine eyes now, the way toward the north. So I lifted up mine eyes, the way toward the north, and behold, northward at the gate of the altar, this image of jealousy in the entry. He said furthermore unto me, Son of man, seest thou what they do, even the great abominations that the house of Israel committeth here, that I should go far off from my sanctuary? But turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations." So he's brought Ezekiel to their place of worship. He's allowed Ezekiel to look and to see what they're doing in secret. This is a church. That's why I'm so hard on the church. These aren't my words. These are the Lord's words when he has me come up and say these things. Like, I shut it down. They're complaining, "They're my rights, my rights, my rights." Lord said, "I shut it down. It looks like the deep state did it, but I actually shut it down." All right. "And he brought me to the door of the court, and I looked, behold, a hole in the wall. Then he said unto me, Son of man, dig now in the wall." What do Anons do? They dig. They get the crumbs. And they go down the rabbit hole. They dig and they dig and they dig and they get the facts. The truth. "And when I had digged in the wall, beheld the door. And he said unto me, Go in and behold the wicked abominations that they do here." They dug, he dug, and he dug until he came to a door. He found that file that had all the info on the priest and all the ones that were doing their dirty deeds behind the scenes. And none of the people knew anything about it. Sound familiar? "So I went in and saw, and behold, every form of creeping things and abominable beasts, and all the idols of the house of Israel portrayed upon the wall round about. There stood before them 70 men of the ancients of the house of Israel, and in the midst of them stood Jazaniah, the son of Shaphan, with every man his censer in his hand, and a thick cloud of incense went up." They're doing Baal worship in God's temple. Why do you think Jesus run them out with a whip? "Then said he unto me, Son of man, hast thou seen what the ancients of the house of Israel do in the dark? Every man in the chambers of his imagery, For they say, the Lord seeth us not, the Lord hath forsaken the earth. Remember back in the 70s, the theo was, God is dead? I remember Danny's mother had a sticker. She said, my God's not dead. I spoke to him this morning. See, that was moving through. When all the anarchy with the hippie movement, which is, they look like nursery school compared to Antifa, but Antifa hadn't got sense to get out of a paper bag. He said unto me, turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations that they do. Then he brought me to the door of the gate of the Lord's house, which was toward the north, and behold, there sat women weeping from Tammuz. Then said he unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Turn thee yet again, and thou shalt see greater abominations than these. And he brought me into the inner court of the Lord's house, and behold, at the door of the temple of the Lord, between the porch and the altar, were 25 men with their backs toward the temple of the Lord and their faces toward the east, and they worshiped the sun toward the east. That's what the Muslims do. Then he said unto me, hast thou seen this, O son of man? Is it a light thing to the house of Judah that they commit the abominations which they commit here? For they have filled the land with violence and have returned to provoke me to anger, and lo, they put the branch to their nose. Therefore will I also deal in fury. Mine eyes shall not spare, neither will I have pity, and though they cry in mine ears with a loud voice, yet will I not hear them. Now listen what they did. Chapter 9. He cried also in mine ears with a loud voice, saying, cause them that have charge over the city to draw near, even every man with his destroying weapon in his hand. Fits right with what the Lord's been saying here this morning. And behold, 6 came from the way of the higher gate, which lie toward the north, and every man a slaughter weapon in his hand. And one man among them was clothed with linen, with a writer's ink horn by his side, and they went in and stood beside the brazen altar. They had their arrest warrants in their hands. And the glory of the Lord of Israel was gone up from the cherub, whereupon he was, to the threshold of the house, and he called to the man clothed with linen, which had the writer's ink horn by his side. Ready to unseal them indictments, man. And the Lord said unto him, go through the midst of the city, through the midst of Jerusalem, and set a mark upon the foreheads of the men that sigh and that cry for all the abominations that be done in the midst thereof. And to the others that said in mine hearing, go ye after him through the city and smite. Let not your eye spare, neither have ye pity. Slay utterly old and young, both maids and little children and women, but come not near any man upon whom is the mark. Who's that mark in Revelation where it talks about the sealed? 144,000 been scattered throughout the earth in a multitude? That be us. And begin at my sanctuary. Judgment begins at the house of God first. Then they began at the ancient men, which were before the house. And he said unto them, defile the house and fill the courts with slain. Go ye forth. And they went forth and slew in the city. Came to pass when they were slain them, and I was left, that I fell upon my face and cried and said, O Lord God, wilt thou destroy all the residue of Israel and thy point out of thy fury upon Jerusalem? Then said he unto me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is exceeding great. The land is full of blood, and the city full of perverseness, for they say, the Lord hath forsaken the earth, and the Lord seeth not. And as for me also, mine eye shall not spare, neither will I have pity, but I will recompense their way upon their head. And behold, the man clothed with linen, which had the inkhorn by his side, reported the matter, saying, I have done as thou hast commanded me. And you can go on talking about 10. Starts talking about the cherubim showing up and the power and the glory after this cleansing. I'm not going to go there today. But anyway, the Lord gave me this. I have one more scripture. This is Isaiah 60. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness of people. But the Lord shall rise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Okay.